Welcome back to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham. My name is Dave, and our guest today is Linda Bolton, president and owner of Natural Calm Canada. And we've been talking about magnesium. And before the break, we talked about some of the things that magnesium is good for and what some of the deficiencies will do if we don't have it. And Linda, let's pick up on heart health. How is magnesium significant for our heart health?
Yes, magnesium is one of your four major minerals that, and in the nursing field, we would call them electrolytes. So magnesium, first of all, helps to govern the other three major electrolytes, calcium, potassium, and sodium. And when any of the electrolytes are out of balance, it can cause significant problems within your whole system, but specifically in the heart and the electrical system of the heart. So we actually had a lady who came up to a booth one day who told us how the Natural Calm magnesium had transformed her life for heart palpitations as well as for a severe frozen shoulder and constipation. And so magnesium helps to prevent things like heart arrhythmias, heart palpitations. It also helps to prevent hardening and narrowing the arteries. So the coronary arteries supply oxygen to the heart muscle. And magnesium helps to prevent a buildup of cholesterol and calcium, which forms plaque on the walls of the arteries, and that will narrow the arteries, which will cut off oxygen and also cause them to be more inflexible, which will lead to high blood pressure.
Right.
And when you end up with hardening and narrowing the arteries of the coronary arteries, you end up with problems with angina and possibly even heart attack. Probably one of the most significant things that Dr. Dean cites about heart disease is what she calls the spastic heart muscle. And I don't know if you've heard of SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome, or you hear
Yes.
of young athletes that drop dead from heart attacks, like 16, 17-year-olds.
Right.
And this is caused by actually too much calcium in the heart muscle, which will cause the heart to contract too much. It'll almost go spastic, and you'll end up having cardiac arrest or heart attack. So magnesium helps to relax and calm the heart muscles, allows it to rest, and helps to get rid of that excess calcium that builds up in the cells. So it really does play an important role in every area of the whole cardiovascular system. Magnesium also acts as a beta blocker, a calcium channel blocker, and a diuretic, which are three of the main antihypertensive or medications that actually help to lower blood pressure. And it also acts as a natural statin. Statins are the drugs that are given to people with high cholesterol. Yes. And magnesium acts as a natural statin to help lower the bad cholesterol and help to increase the good cholesterol levels.
So it's just naturally doing that without a prescription.
That's right. And you don't have the side effects. There's a lot of side effects related to cholesterol-lowering drugs, and so
yes.
Magnesium acts naturally, and the only side effect is loose stools if you take way too much. And a lot of people love that because people really struggle with constipation, and we have a lot of customers who take our product simply because it helps them with constipation, never mind all the other amazing things it does.
So it's helping with the heart, blood pressure, cholesterol, but it also mm-hmm. contributes to helping with diabetes, doesn't it?
It does. And oftentimes when people get diabetes, they end up with what they call metabolic syndrome X, which is a combination of high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and diabetes. So magnesium's function in the body is it actually helps with the production function and transport of insulin by the cell. So it helps your body properly balance your blood sugar levels. It helps to reduce the chances of insulin resistance, especially, well, in both type 1 and type 2 diabetes. And, diabetes is becoming a pandemic in North America and significantly more so even in children. And we're talking type 2 diabetes in children. And it has to do with lifestyle, poor eating habits, not getting enough exercise, and, of course, not getting enough magnesium.
Yeah, I think I just heard a statistic that type 2 diabetes has quadrupled since the 80s.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, it is. And it really does reduce your life by around 10 years. Like, it plays a very important role in sugar is just so bad for you. And when you get an overabundance of sugar in the cells, it can lead to, you know, all kinds of long-term health issues like glaucoma and ulcerative problems, neuropathy in the legs, which means that you get a lot of nerve pain in the limbs.
Yep.
And that can even lead to amputation.
Weight management.
Oh, yes. And it also, it's significant for weight management, because when you're eating a diet that's high in carbs, for example, and sugars, the body is having to produce more insulin, and you end up on this roller coaster ride of when there's more insulin and your body is hungry, it wants to eat more carbs, and then it produces more insulin, so you're on this roller coaster ride. Whereas if you're taking magnesium on a regular daily basis, it helps to balance out the blood sugar levels, which keeps you more satiated. You're not as hungry. You're not as moody. You're not wanting to crave, sugar and carbs, which will lead to fat gain, because the sugar turns into fat. So it really is very, very significant in helping to balance weight issues.
Now, we talked about this in the first part of the show, but healthy bones, and how does the, and again, there's the common knowledge is calcium, magnesium for sustaining healthy bones and activating the D and the K, but it's also in the metabolizing of the calcium and the absorption of the calcium.
That's correct, yes. And it also, magnesium activates two hormones that are produced by the endocrine system that actually help prevent bone breakdown and bone loss. So it plays, magnesium plays such an important role. And it also, because magnesium is alkaline, it helps prevent the body. For example, when your pH is too acidic, your blood will balance itself out by taking or leaching minerals from inside the bones. So minerals help your body to be more alkaline, and foods such as meat, dairy, sugar, and processed foods make you acidic, and fruits, vegetables, and minerals make your body alkaline. So when you're getting lots of minerals into your body, it's going to help prevent that leaching of minerals by the excess acidity.
And you talked about migraines at the beginning of the show, but can you revisit that one more time?
Yes, it's interesting. The magnesium plays such an important role in helping prevent and treat migraines, and I could sit here for hours telling you unbelievable testimonies of customers who started using our product who literally never get migraines. So magnesium, first of all, it relaxes and calms the muscles in the neck and in the scalp, which will lead to tension and irritability. Magnesium is also a natural blood thinner, so it helps prevent platelet aggregation. And what I mean by that is thickening of blood going into the capillaries that lead up into the muscles in the brain, which will cause severe pain. And magnesium also helps to relax the nerves, the hyperactivity in the nerves, the neurons that are in the brain. So it plays such a very important role in helping prevent and treat migraines. And what we tell people is to take the Natural Calm twice a day, every day, and literally if you take it that way, you just won't get migraines.
Yeah, they were saying that 66% of migraine sufferers have low magnesium.
That's correct. There's a there's a book written called The Magnesium Solution by Dr. Jay Cohen. And Dr. Dean also dedicates one chapter in her book, The Magnesium Miracle, to migraines and how magnesium helps with migraines.
Insomnia, because you said that you actually suffered from that yourself.
Yes, yes. Magnesium, it does two things with insomnia. It actually it relaxes and calms the muscles and nerves. So if you take it about half an hour before bed, I noticed myself when I take it, it just kind of dials myself down, and it increases and activates melatonin. So it's interesting to note that it's one of the best things to give children. My older sister's daughter did not sleep through the night for the first 3 years of her life, and my sister had to get up every day and go to work. She'd wake up 3 to 4 times a night. And my sister went into a health store, and this is 33 years ago, and said to the lady, you know, I don't know what to do. I don't want to put my daughter on medication, but she's driving me crazy. And the lady said, I'll bet she's magnesium deficient. So she gave her some horrible, you know, tablets to take home, crushed them, put them in applesauce, made her daughter take it. And for the very first time in 3 years, Erica slept through the night. So it plays such an important role. And things like, melatonin is actually produced by darkness. So when you sleep in a very dark room, that helps to increase your melatonin levels. And the problem is that children today are left with night lights and electronics and all kinds of things that actually deplete melatonin rather than increase melatonin. And the other thing is that a lot of naturopathic doctors are recommending a combination of melatonin and magnesium for seniors. So that's a much better choice. As we age, our melatonin stores are depleted. And magnesium, up to a certain age, magnesium will increase and activate melatonin, especially if you have some that's already being produced. But once you reach a certain age and your body's no longer producing it, giving a senior a combo of magnesium and melatonin together really gives them a significant deep REM sleep, a good sleep, usually 7 to 8 hours. And as I was saying earlier, I'd reached a point where I could hardly get a good night's sleep in. I was lucky if I slept maybe 4 hours a night. And now I sleep 7.5 to 8 hours every night, and it's absolutely wonderful.
And you talked about the taste 30 years ago. The products now are much more palate-friendly.
Oh, for sure. And the beauty of Natural Con, for example, is that we have five flavors. We have a natural, and then we have cherry, raspberry, lemon, orange, and sweet lemon, and you mix it. And the one thing I do want to say about the Natural Con is that you must dissolve it in very hot water. It causes a chemical reaction. You boil your kettle, put a quarter cup of boiled water, 1 teaspoon of powder into the water, stir it up. It will become crystal clear. And when you drink that into your body, it tastes great. It's a really good experience. It's flavored with natural organic flavors and organic stevia. And when you drink it, it tastes great. Whereas, you know, it's really not a very good experience to take, you know, a magnesium without that. And also, if you take a tablet or caplet of magnesium, only about 20% is going to be absorbed, especially as we're getting older and we don't have the hydrochloric acid to break it down.
Linda, we got about a minute left. You also have a natural calm for kids.
Yes, it's pretty much the same formula as our natural calm. And it's interesting to note that the symptoms of magnesium deficiency actually mirror the symptoms of ADHD in children. So I was speaking at the Woman Show a year ago in Toronto, and I was teaching about magnesium and ADHD and autism. And magnesium, actually children need more magnesium than adults do, and their diet really is not, you know, magnesium full, so to speak. They don't eat a lot of leafy greens and unrefined nuts, grains, and seeds. So children, in order to make sure that children are sleeping well and they're not having, you know, focus issues, and children who, and children, of course, love dairy. So if they're taking a lot of dairy, they're getting too much calcium, which can cause constipation and growing pains, etc. So magnesium plays such an important role in helping children get enough of that nutrient that helps them sleep and, you know, be more focused.
Linda, thank you for joining us today on Insights for Health.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
And the magnesium products that we talked about today, Natural Calm, can be found at The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham.